Jack, obviously the win was a win last night. What does your club need to do better in the 60 minutes complete to have a solid game here tonight against Vegas?
Yeah, it was a little greasy. They outshot us by a bunch, but we stuck to it, played the right way, had a heck of a goaltender in, and gotta figure out a way to get the job done.
Paul talked to us after the game where maybe you didn't have the greatest game overall, but your persistence paid off at the end of the night. Just your mindset of continuing to do the things and at the end of the night be rewarded?
It's a great way to put it, Lindsay. Persistence. that was a good way to put it. Keep on, trying to fight through good and bad times. And, fortunately enough, I was lucky enough to help out on the game winner.
What'd you see on the pass to Nikolai there, Jack? Did you see him all the way or instinct?
No, I actually was looking at it. I saw him right after I turned around the goal line. I looked over my shoulder for a second and saw him, and he was in a good hole.
How would you describe your game to that point? Did that play cover up some sins?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought the third overall was a little bit better, but not to say that I wasn't too unhappy with my game. Going back and looking at it, I always say that it's never as good as you think it is, and never as bad as you think it is. So, I'd try to get better tonight.
How about the team overall? I mean, shots 53-19. I know San Jose can be pretty good, but what did you see happening to you guys that shouldn't happen?
What was that? Sorry.
What did you see your team not doing well enough? Why was it so lopsided territorially?
I think it's more of a tribute to the other team there. A veteran team that has been playing together for a while. A lot of good D-men. A lot of jump in their step, and they came out hot. And I think we weathered their storm, and it's a hard rink to play in. So I think that they did their jobs.
Yeah. Paul said after the game, Jack, that could be a teachable or a learning moment for a young player like yourself, where maybe you have some struggles early, but he said stay in the fight, and that shows you can be you yourself can be a game breaker. Did you take a lesson like that away from a game like that?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. I think I'm going to start saying it a little bit more now, but I don't consider myself as a young player anymore, and I want to get that respect that I can bring in every night. Obviously now I have to show that, and the leash is still got to be pretty short on a player like me, but I'm just trying every day to kind of get a little bit more wiggle room and feel more confident and play better hockey as my career goes on.
Just going back to the goal, it's just a matter of you getting chemistry with Nikolai too there. I mean, you're able to spin and find
him.
Yeah,
I mean, I've played with a lot of guys on the team now, so I haven't really found chemistry to stick really, but Nikki's a fast player just like me, and I think that we work well with each other, and like I said, whenever I play with them, I'm just going to try to go out there and, make them better and, get something clicking.
You've been able to create a little bit more with cutbacks this year. Is that just a matter of confidence? Or?
Yeah, definitely just holding on to the puck a little bit more, not being as hesitant.
What do you expect from Vegas here tonight? Obviously a club that is pretty constant over the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're going to be a fast team, heavy back end, and, obviously a ton of skill, pretty lethal power play too. So, we got to be good on the kill, and we got to be hot out of the gate because this is another rink that is gonna be ruthless if we start out slow.
When you say you're a young guy, you need to maybe say more. What do you mean by that? Like on the ice, you need to be more of a vocal leader.
No, that's not what I was gonna. More of just being, not thought about as a older guy, but I think it's experience for me, and confidence, extra confidence for me myself, and getting better every day.
Yeah.
So Jack, when Paul says after the game Jack wasn't so good, but he makes a great play, and that's, some people may say, oh geez, he's going to take that as insulting from his coach, but how do you take a comment like that?
you know, it's constructive criticism. And I've always felt like I've done pretty good under that.